Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy foggy, rainy, crummy weather Monday to you. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, good. I was the most entertaining player at a softball game over the weekend, so I'll take it. I got the
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I got the MEP, not the MVP, so it was actually good, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. First question is, how did the storms affect your deputies, the county? Did you have to make any rescues yesterday, as we're, of course, looking at another big storm today? But what happened yesterday and over the weekend?
Yeah, no rescues or anything, and what's really amazing is we didn't have that many wrecks. We had a few car crashes, but not like normal. Normally when a storm hits, there's still people out there, you know, and they usually end up in a ditch or something like that. And it was actually pretty quiet. And my deputies are, you know, basically what we do is we disperse them throughout the county and have them stay stationary as much as possible. Obviously, we respond to what we have to respond to, but it's not a normal just drive around and, you know, look kind of thing during the peak of the storm. So we did pretty good.
Wow, well, take that. And it, I mean, I know there's a lot of rain all over the area. I mean, Dillard's had their, you know, bottom floor flooded, like down the steps flooded. I could not believe that video. I saw it myself in some, you know, several different places. But, you know, from your perspective, from law enforcement perspective, not really. I mean, it didn't turn out to be that big of a deal in that sense.
No, we had some flooding, you know, some roads and stuff up north end, but nothing too major.
Okay, good. But how's prep going for today? I mean, you know, we're at it again today in about 3 hours, right?
Yep, it's coming. Supposedly the peak of it's supposed to get here, I think, around noon.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we'll see. We all had we're going to be a 4, and then it was kind of nothing for our area. This one looks a little bit, I'm watching the radar, and I'm like, you know, we're going to see some of this for sure. Any notable arrests or incidents take place in the last week or over the weekend?
No, not anything too major. It's pretty much a status quo over here in Santa Rosa County, which is kind of the way we like it.
We'll take it. I mean, I love not much news. I did see one story. Channel 3 had a story, and this is the kind of thing, like, I know it's a big news story. I still hate to talk about it because it's not – basically, you had a guy, I guess, who was arrested for – they went to his home on a, you know, looking for child pornography. And what they found was pictures with people and animals. I'll just say it very delicately that way. And I guess he got arrested and charged. So, I mean, what? What?
Yeah. Well, you know, every time you think you've seen it all, somebody comes up and breaks a record. So it can be pretty disgusting what some people look at on the internet. And it was a NCMEC report, you know. So we get a lot of those in reference to child porn, and we investigate every single one of them. We make a lot of arrests, unfortunately, but there's a lot of people out there that delve even deeper than child porn and get into animals and some other disgusting stuff.
And by the way, that's the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the NCMEC you mentioned, that's for people who don't know. And I think maybe it is one of these, like, maybe people didn't even know, and I hate to have to inform people, but I think most everybody knows that actually engaging in an activity like that is illegal, but it is also illegal to possess pictures of that, right?
Correct, yes. And a lot of people, this is something, Andrew, people don't understand. So when they go on a pornography site and they just watch a video, they don't download anything, they just watch it and then get off the website. That phone or that computer saves that video, whether you want to or not. It's on your computer now or phone. And if it's child porn or bestiality or anything like that, you can be charged with that. You can actually be charged. You don't think you downloaded it. You just watched it or you just looked at the picture and you're thinking, okay, I'm done. No, the phone saves it. So until it's overwritten by another program or whatever, but, so it's pretty dangerous to be looking at these sites.
Even looking at them as what in the buffer or the temp file or something like that, it would sort of for sure. Because in order to play on your phone, it's got to be on your phone in some way, right? So
correct. And we have a forensic unit. That's all they do is download phones. We have 4 guys. That's their whole job is to download phones, and sometimes on an iPhone or you know, a computer, you have a huge hard drive, and it takes days to download all the images. And then they go through every image, and most images with child porn are tagged child porn through NCMEC. So sometimes they don't have to do research, and other times they find these disgusting photos with kids in them, and they're not a NCMEC identified image, so they have to research and do their due diligence to find, make sure it's a child and not, you know, an 18-year-old. And that's all they do, and they stay busy, unfortunately.
We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. I've got a couple of questions about some bills working in Tallahassee, which during session, the law enforcement-related bills, I'm always interested in what my law enforcement officials think about these. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Traveling I-10 eastbound, you're going to see some minor delays between Pine Forest and Highway 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Again, these are topics I really hate to even have to discuss at all on the radio, but we had this really crazy case that showed a loophole in the law regarding artificially generated child or, you know, pornography of under 18 here in Pensacola last year, and now there's a law to basically prohibit that. I'm assuming that you're on board with that law. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. You're talking about the generated stuff,
yes.
Computer generated,
yes.
Where it's not really a child, but it's an image of a child once it gets done constructing it.
Yeah, and it's taken, like, you take a real person's photo and you turn it into pornography, right, without their consent, right.
Right, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, it's getting bad that it's bad enough there are images out there like that to begin with. That's sad. But then you have some idiot that's going to sit there and create images. It's disgusting, and I'd love to be able to find the people creating them and put them in jail on the same charges. I mean, because when it basically comes down to it, if it's an AI-created image, how do you know the difference?
Right, right. They're very high quality, and as we always say, today they're the worst quality they'll ever be. They're always getting better, which is scary. The other one that's kind of been in the news the last day or so, I know Channel 3's been running a lot of reports about this, is what they're calling the super speeder law. And the proposal here is that anybody who speeds more than 50 miles over the speed limit or who exceeds 100 miles an hour on any road could be liable to, I think it's 90 days in jail maximum and a $500 fine. Second offense could be, I think it's a 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Your thoughts about the super excessive speeding and, you know, the need for harsher regulation? No, we just lost you for a second. Sorry, try again, sir.
Oh. Yeah, I said, I think it's awesome. If you're that stupid to go that fast, you deserve to get prison time or jail time or at least, you know, a hefty fine. There's no excuse for stuff like that. How do you justify, hey, I was doing 100 and a 45, but, you know, I was in a hurry. It doesn't really make sense. So, yeah, I'm all for that. I think it'd be an awesome law.
Very good. Anything coming up that you want to promote to us? Any events or activities? You know, the sheriff's office is always involved in doing stuff. Anything coming up we should know about?
We've got the Star Foundation. That's our 501c3. We've got the rodeo coming up in a couple of months. It comes up in May. We had it last year in June, but it was way too hot, so we moved it to May. So I'm hoping that we had it last time in August. I'm sorry. And this time we're going to have it in May, so hopefully it'll be a lot cooler, and hopefully we can raise some money for charity.
Outstanding. Well, I know when we get a little bit closer, we'll talk about some of the details for that, but good thing to have on the agenda for the future, on your calendar for the future. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for keeping us informed, keeping us safe, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. Bye. It's 8:18 here on News Radio 92.3. You're thinking about all this rain is good for your lawn. Could be. Should be. If your lawn is properly prepared to handle it, and if you've been thinking about how to make sure that you get that beautiful lawn coming up in June and July, which, you know, you start thinking about that now, and you can give NSEC a call and talk to them about their healthy lawn program to make your lawn healthy, lush, and keep weeds to a minimum. 8 annual applications that are timed, programmed, and targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. You can get started with a free lawn analysis and an estimate that'll take a soil sample that'll tell you what amendments you need for your specific lawn. You get nutrient applications with each standard service visit along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging insect control, and fungicide. In addition to NSEC's Healthy Lawn Program, there's also a Healthy Landscape Program for tree and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, and even grass types being recommended. Sign up today. Get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes the initial soil sample, lime treatment on average-sized lawn. Sign up today. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
The Sanger Theater opened her doors on April 2, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at PensacolaSanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's Pensacola Beach favorite Christy D and Bad Juju. So grab a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
I know you say, maybe someday, I need never be alone.
And that is it. Auburn is elite once again. Izzo just told his team, don't foul. And that's it. The storybook season continues. For Auburn, the Tigers are going to the Final Four.
Well, Florida would have to give them something, like a flagrant foul on a three or something.
Williams, intercepted. The Gators are going to the Final Four.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Florida and Auburn are going to play. And sorry if you're an Alabama or Tennessee fan. I was pulling for you. I wanted to see an all-SEC finals or semifinals for the Final Four. Weird to see all the number ones. It's only happened one other time in 2008. So this is what, Auburn's second Final Four in 2019, and this is Gators' third Final Four, I think, if I'm not mistaken about that. So anyway, that'll be a good game. I am, of course, War Eagle, a fan of Auburn. I didn't go there, but I adopted them since we moved here. Convenient, because I went to University of Illinois, so orange and blue. I mean, I didn't even have to change clothes. It's good. What? You didn't ever realize that?
You know, I never really put that correlation together. I always wondered why.
It's not why I picked Auburn.
Right.
But it did turn out to be a nice bonus.
You have a lot of time to think, don't you?
No. Okay. Well, you got to make time to think is the issue.
True.
No, the reason I became an Auburn fan is because my producer at the time was Nate. And Nate was a huge FSU guy. I'm like, well, I can't be an FSU fan, even though we carry them, you know. And I couldn't be an FSU fan because that'd be kind of boring on the air. You know, couldn't really be a Florida fan. Didn't really ever appeal to me. I mean... I graduated high school. I have all my teeth. I could not be an Alabama fan. Come on now. anyway, LSU, Ole Miss, none of the other ones really appealed to me. But, you know, it was kind of those were the four best candidates. And so I managed to pick Auburn right at the time that we were no longer good at football. Had been good right before that. Anyway, and then Bo Nix, we'll talk about it. So that's why. That's your short version of why. But,
okay.
But it always seemed to me like a nice bonus that I already own a bunch of orange and blue. Of course, it has big eyes on it instead of Illinois. But I got Auburn on today.
I know.
I'm representing. That's where you should.
Yeah.
Let's see. Steve is in for David on the last day. By the way, Steve, I won't talk to you again this hour, but thank you for filling in these last 3 days. You've done a great job, sir.
Anytime. Well, looks like billionaire Elon Musk gave out two $1 million checks to two attendees at a town hall in Green Bay yesterday. Musk's political action committee organized the event for people who signed a petition against what it calls activist judges. Musk and his group are backing Republican Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel ahead of tomorrow's critical Wisconsin Supreme Court election, which he called gigantic. And he says he's not joking about serving for a potential third term. During a phone call with NBC News, Trump was asked about joking about multiple times about serving three times, to which he replied, "It's not a joke," while also claiming he has the highest poll numbers of any Republican in the last 100 years. Those two NASA astronauts who spent 9 months aboard the International Space Station are set to give a press conference later on today. NASA SpaceX Crew 9, which includes Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, who had to stay on the International Space Station a little longer than they expected after their Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed unsafe to return in. And that's what's happening.
Cough.
I am still recovering from this stupid, thing, whatever it was, the crud that everybody's had, so it's killing me.
I think it's all the pollen in the air.
I think so, too, except in December when it happened, I don't think there was pollen, but mostly I do like it because it allows me to sound like Steve Taylor when I want to.
Well, actually, I do talk like this when I went to radio school and
learned how to talk like this.
Well, golly. All right, Steve, thanks so much. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 slowing down eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Just a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. The rest of I-10, I-110 look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, we have Blue Angels practices.
Today?
Not today.
Okay.
Wednesday. Wednesday, it looks like. April 2nd is the first one that's on the list here for the Naval Aviation Museum. And that's going to be a signing day for the Blue Angels in the atrium. There's a whole bunch of rules also that the base wants you to know about. So please follow. There's so many rules. And it's important because you're keeping the base safe from people who might want to do bad things. But one thing for example, the gates are open 9 to 3. Okay. West gate only. Everyone over the age of 18 is required to have a state issued ID. Foreign nationals had to be sponsored by a U.S. citizen in the same vehicle. Everything is subject to a search. The only authorized area for visitors is at the National Naval Aviation Museum flight line. There's no other place where you're allowed to just park, you can't park on the road. No weapons are allowed, including concealed permit holders. And that, by the way, includes all knives, pocket knives, multi-tools, any of that kind of stuff. No weapons, no pepper spray, no bowling pins, no stun guns, no walking sticks. I don't know. It's not listed, but I imagine. No firearms of any kind. Oh, and this one, I thought this was interesting. You can't have a boat or a trailer attached. I didn't know that. I mean, it makes sense, but you can't do that. And individuals with a felony conviction are not allowed on the base. Did you know that, John?
I did not.
I didn't either. So, luckily, I can still go to the base.
Well,
but that's interesting. That's debatable. I didn't know that people with a felony conviction couldn't go to NAS Pensacola. Isn't that...
That's interesting.
Odd. Yeah, I didn't know that at all. And then, all the prohibitions against outside food or drink, capped water's okay. Bikes, roller skates, roller blades, scooters, skateboards, pets, drones, coolers, ice chests, no alcohol. All of that stuff is all no.
So yeah, I would say no to drones. Yeah, that's kind of a...
Leave the drones and the guns and the felons at home. If you're, God, grandma, three strikes. Okay. 827 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Grandma?
Three strikes.
Oh, boy.
You know somebody's grandma. Anyway, what was the other thing that I was going to tell you about? That's right. So all this stuff about Greenland is so, it's just so weird. Even though I understand it, the thing that I think is weird is the issue about not being willing to say no to military force. That's an easy say no to. If you threaten military force against Greenland, that's we impeach you. Okay, that's not acceptable. We do have a base there, a Space Force base at Patuffic Space Force Base. And actually, J.D. Vance spoke there and, basically said that, look, yes, we have long-standing history. We have been with you for a long time. But Greenland, which is under Denmark, has really not been doing its job.
There is no amount of bullying, no amount of obfuscating, no amount of confusing the issue. Our message to Denmark is very simple. You have not done a good job by the people of Greenland. You have underinvested in the people of Greenland, and you have underinvested in the security architecture of this incredible, beautiful landmass filled with incredible people. That has to change. And because it hasn't changed, this is why President Trump's policy in Greenland is what it is. It's consistent with the first Trump administration, where you saw significant investments in Arctic security, and it will continue over the next 4 years under President Trump's leadership.
Yeah, so what's going to actually come out here? I like so many things with Trump, it's a total unknown. Here's the one sort of bright line that's it does bother me. If you say, I'm unwilling to rule out military action, I know that's Trump's way. He doesn't rule anything out. That's his habit, okay? There are some cases where you should be able to say, I rule out military action. I'm not willing to take military action to acquire Greenland. Because when you say it one time, I mean, okay, it's a habit. It's a way of, it's a joke. It's whatever. But if somebody says, you know, well, Andrew, do you really want to, you know, buy your neighbor's house? Yeah. Are you willing to go, you know, murder him for it? Well, I'm not going to rule anything out. But if you keep saying that, eventually it becomes a threat. And a threat in the backdrop of a conversation about negotiating whether you might take something. I mean, there are no idle threats involved in the U.S. military, right? That's, at some point, that becomes an unacceptable thing to not rule out.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Elon Musk takes his cost-cutting and efficiency tour to CIA headquarters today, meeting with Director John Ratcliffe about ways to improve agency operations. Musk was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, campaigning for conservative state Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. He's behind in the polls.
We've got to pull a rabbit out of the hat next level. We've actually got to have a steady stream of rabbits out of the hat, like it's an arc of rabbits flying through the air and landing in a voting booth.
The election's tomorrow. President Trump says he's not joking about running for a third term.
In a phone interview with NBC News, President Trump says there are methods which you could do it. The 22nd Amendment of the Constitution says no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, though some Republicans have proposed changing the Constitution to allow for a third term.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 71 degrees right now with a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 p.m. today. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. If you're planning to fly today, you might want to check with your airline before heading to the airport. That approaching line of heavy thunder showers that's going to move through the area later on this morning is affecting flights all over the country. Looking at the departures at Pensacola International Airport, I see 12 delays, 2 cancellations, only 1 on time. In arrivals, 6 delays, 1 cancellation, and 4 on time arrivals are on the posting. Because of that approaching heavy line of thunder showers, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 p.m. The News Radio ThreatNet radar showing a thick line of thunder showers. Looks like it's approaching New Orleans right now, and it heads up to Tennessee and has a lot of lightning in those thunder showers. Yesterday, streets were flooded as heavy rain poured down in parts of northwest Florida, which led to a flash flood warning. Some travelers were stuck in their vehicles as they became submerged in the floodwaters. Some of the damage reported included flooded roads, a tree falling in a backyard shed, and water as it made its way down the stairs at Dillard's, flooding the shoe department. The primary elections to fill the U.S. House seats of former Representatives Mike Walls and Matt Gaetz will be held tomorrow. And I've tried to get my computer to scroll. Unfortunately, it's not over there. Here we go. Karen Curtis has a full report on that.
One of the seats up for grabs is Northwest Florida's 1st Congressional District, long represented by Gaetz. He withdrew from consideration to be Trump's attorney general amid allegations of sexual misconduct. The other race is for the 6th Congressional District, which extends south of Jacksonville and includes Daytona Beach. That seat had been held by Waltz, who is now serving as Trump's national security advisor. Karen Curtis, Miami.
And as Andrew mentioned earlier, the National Naval Aviation Museum is offering a new option for viewing those Blue Angel practices coming up this week. The Admiral's Club seating includes premium seats, water, and earplugs at a cost of only $10, and it's first come, first served. The Blues are scheduled to fly their first public practice coming up on Wednesday. And a couple of reminders other than what Andrew mentioned earlier. Basically, what you can bring with you. Only clear tote bags will be allowed. Diaper bags will have to be inspected. Well, SpaceX is getting ready for a historic mission. The Fram 2 mission is planned for tonight. It'll mark the first time humans have orbited the Earth's poles from space. Entrepreneur Chung Wang is paying for the mission that includes three others. They'll be flying a Dragon spacecraft named Resilience. The 4.5-hour launch window opens at 9:46 tonight at Kennedy Space Center. Well, let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
Severe storms possible ahead of a strong cold front that will be trekking across northwest Florida as we head into our morning in the early afternoon. Damaging wind gusts will be our primary threat. The tornado risk is low, but not zero. Be sure you're staying weather aware all the way through the early afternoon hours. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell, your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
And right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29, going to see maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay due to that construction. Also on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, almost to Windhaven, we're seeing some delays, about a 7 to 9 minute delay associated with that. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, 71 degrees in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton at 8:08. Next news is 8:30. Breaking news, of course, happens anytime. Now let's check out what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. The company that runs QVC and HSN shopping channels are both laying off 900 employees, Michael Kastner reports.
The QVC group announced last week it's part of a plan to merge the two channels and be a larger player on social media and streaming platforms. The layoffs make up around 5% of the company, which owns QVC Plus and HSN Plus streaming channels, along with the Big Dish channel on Roku, and is developing streaming products for platforms like Netflix and Hulu. I'm Michael Kastner.
And at the opening bell, the Dow Jones average is, well, looks like not a good day on Wall Street right now. Dow Jones is down, looks like about 294 points at 41,289. S&P 500 down 62 points at 5,518. NASDAQ is down 393 points at 16,925. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
You know, if you need any of the things inside your home that are complex systems like the heating, the air conditioning, the plumbing, or the electrical, you need those repaired. Peden, they take care of all of it. And it kind of makes sense, right? If they're going to do the one, they might do others. And so they do any of that stuff, and they do it so well that they have been expanding for the last 55 years all along the Gulf Coast, from Panama City to Tallahassee to Pensacola, and they've been expanding recently to Baldwin County and to Mobile. And the idea is we're going to show up on time. We're going to do professional work. We're going to stand by our high-quality products, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just make sure that people get what they expect and get what they need. This month, because you got the NCAA tournament going on, they've got $1,000 off mini splits for March Madness. So that's the smaller air conditioning units that you might use for, like, for, a garage. So if you like to, you know, watch your football in your garage, and it's a very common thing, but, you know, maybe come August or July, you would like to watch something in your garage with air conditioning, or you have a sunroom or you have a workshop or something like that. That's where you want to get a mini split. So $1,000 off mini splits for this month of March with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The first years of school are crucial for your child's development. At Pensacola Christian Academy, students thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation for your child. Kindergartners become confident readers, grow fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
So I was casually browsing my Better Homes and Gardens over the weekend.
Did you say casually browsing?
No, I was using, I got a Yahoo News app, and it gives me all kinds of weird stuff. And it gave me a Better Home, and I clicked on it because I was interested. The headline of the article was 11 things you should never store in your bedroom closet. Well, we have nice, sizable walk-in closets. So I'm like, well, I'm curious. What am I doing wrong in my life? And, you know, you go down and you look at them, and most of them are kind of boring. But the one that caught my attention that I wanted to turn into a topic for today was, here's the question of the day, 437-1620. Where do you keep your shoes? Where do you keep your shoes? And I'm going to let you answer this question however you want to answer it.
That's dangerous, bro.
437-1620, 437-1620. And like many times, we do this, and I find out that not only, and I think you will be surprised at the answers that some people give, and then there are like completely unexpected answers, sort of an, oh my God, you do what? To which the people who do that are like, oh my God, you don't do, right? You know, people don't know what other people, how other people live. So, okay, John, you always get to go first. You're my lead guinea pig. 437-1620. Where do you keep your shoes in your house?
In the living room by the door.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's... That way I don't forget them. I'm just being honest.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So,
answer of the day came first. Okay. Okay, so that actually gives me the second question. But by the front door?
Yes.
Not by the door to the garage?
No, we don't have a garage.
Oh, okay.
But no, it would be the front door when I had a garage.
Because you don't keep your car in the garage.
Well.
Because you're from the South. Because apparently in the South, it's illegal to keep your car in the garage.
Well, if I have so much junk in the garage.
That's how you know we're from the North, is because we keep our cars in our garage. But anyway, that's...
Garage?
What?
You're saying garage.
As opposed to?
Garage.
No, nobody says it that
there's
way.
There's no shh in there.
No, garage.
It's not a garage.
No, it's not a garage.
It's not a garage, guys.
It's not a garage either.
Meg, where do you keep your shoes?
Good. Well, I have a closet with clothes in it. At the bottom of the closet, I have a shoe rack, and the shoes go in the bottom of the closet on the shoe rack.
In your bedroom area?
In my bedroom closet.
In your bedroom closet. So yes. It's clothes, shoe rack,
the shoes
on the rack.
Yes.
Okay, open air or in boxes?
Just Excuse me?
Open air or in some kind of a container or boxes?
It depends on the shoe.
Okay. If it's one you don't wear a lot, probably it's in a box.
So I have acting shoes, character shoes. Those stay in a box. I have very nice shoes.
Oh, that's right. You're a professional actress.
So I have those shoes. Then I have the really nice, nice shoes that I wear when I wear a gown or something. I kind of keep them in a box.
Separate so they don't get
scuffed. Tennis shoes are on one side, casuals on the other, sandals on the other. I have them all categorized.
All right. Very good. My own. John is reeling.
I got a pair of shoes. I mean, that's just what I'm doing.
But let's, for perspective, just to, you know, enhance the conversation. John, how many pair of shoes do you have?
I'd say two.
You have four shoes?
That's it.
Meg, don't fall down below the table.
Do boots count? I mean, I got a pair of boots.
So six.
Well, it depends on if you're classifying those as shoes, yeah.
Okay, Meg?
I'm afraid to answer this question
on the grounds that might
incriminate me.
Is the number more than 100?
No.
But is it close?
No.
More than 50.
Higher, lower?
Uncomfortable answering. Okay, fair enough. I have a lot of shoes.
Some things should remain private.
I probably have, I don't even know, but I would guess I probably have 20 pair of shoes. Maybe.
So there's a problem here.
Yeah, well, I mean.
How many are sneakers?
Oh, most.
See?
Most all.
Okay.
Yeah. But mostly because if I'll see something and it's a good price, I'll just buy it. But I don't like collect them or wear ones. Mm-hmm. I just, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd rather.
It's easy for men.
Everything is.
I mean, you wear tennis shoes, or you wear tennis shoes, or you wear loafers, or you wear whatever it is you wear when you go out.
You don't have to put a lot of thought into it.
You don't have shoes for skirts, shoes for dresses, shoes for going out, shoes for business, shoes for this, and as a married man,
I mean, you know, I'm not even fishing anymore, right? Like, I don't, you know, all I got to do is think for comfort. 437-1620. Okay, I'm also with you, Meg. I am on a rack in the bottom of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, that's not quite true. In the door to the garage where we keep our cars, we have the most common shoes we wear are there.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't forget them, like John says. Also, so we can take them off and not tramp them through the house.
So I have a question. How do you forget your shoes?
Well, ask John. He's the one.
Hey,
who
John.
Knows.
Hey now. Hey now. At 3 o'clock in the morning, when I leave to come here, come on now. Come on, man.
We are in our house a hybrid of in the closet, but because we don't wear shoes in the house, we're also shoes by the garage. So,
oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's kind of where we're at.
Sort of.
437-1620. Somebody here says outside in the garage. Oh, interesting. In the garage itself. Okay. The problem I have within the front in the living room. Is A, ugly, B, trip over. No?
No, they're off to the side. Ain't nobody going to
But you got
to
see them.
So?
Also, if you have dogs.
Yeah.
You got to be careful where you put those shoes.
We have two Australian shepherds, which means we would have former shoes.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you want to watch out for the dog.
My English bulldog doesn't touch them. She knows better.
Somebody
she
says,
knows.
I keep
well, bulldogs
them,
are awesome.
I keep my my shoes on my feet.
Oh, boy.
So you have one pair?
Okay.
In the bed? What? Anyway, okay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 eastbound is actually flowing smoothly, and I-110 looks good. 98's not even an issue. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, Pensacola Hardware has been around for a long time. I mean, 170 years, like since before the Civil War, like before there was Levi's, they've been around. So they know construction. They know building. They know hardware, they know repairs, they know all of this stuff. Like, they live it. It's their lifeblood. When you go there, you're not going to ask them a question they don't understand. You're not going to have to translate. You know, I mean, if you're a normal person like me, you know, of course, I know what I know, and they know way more than I know. But if you're a builder, if you're a contractor, you're in commercial construction, they are your supply business. And when you go, they'll know what you're talking about. You won't have to have a translator. You won't have to hope to find somebody who knows something. You know, talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield. They know. They absolutely know. And the warehouse is right there. So they have what you need. If it's a special order, like, you know, architect or an engineer has some kind of specified project for what you're doing, a product for what you're doing, they do that all the time. They are not even afraid of it. Like, they're eager to be able to help you with that. So they're very, very good about it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. 847 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The question of the day, the frivolous question is, where do you keep shoes in your home? The Better Homes and Gardens experts say you should not keep your shoes in the closet because of odor and or dampness. And I guess other factors, which I found unpersuasive because I'm not moving them out of my closet. Where else would you put it? Now, if you only have a couple pairs, then, you know, okay, I can see why you might do the John way of having them.
It's simpler.
Out. But I mean, because I probably have like four or five, probably like 10 shoes in the way to the garage, because which tennis shoes I want to grab that day. But all the dress-up shoes are all in the closet because they never get used. 437-1620, let's see. It's multiple locations. Somebody says closet under bed in the mudroom. On my dashboard, in my backpack.
What?
No,
I was like, but, dude, I don't see that.
I remember I have shoes that are in the garage because they're shoes I might wear for mowing and weed whacking. It's a different kind of shoe, right? That's the
or
shoe
boots,
that's on the
like
way.
Work
right,
boots
are going a different place mm-hmm. too. But that's not necessarily in the same place. Like I have shoes stored where you'd use them.
Mm-hmm.
Because those aren't indoor shoes.
Flip flops.
I have those next to the other ones on the laundry room, basically.
Yeah, flip-flops kind of land anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, somebody says, in an overhead shelf in my closet, leaving room on the floor for larger items. Oh, that's interesting. Interesting. I do sweaters and sweatshirts up and hoodies and stuff are up on the shelf. Some dress shoes are in the closet. The pair I wear the most by the front door and the rest in the garage.
Thank you.
On a large shoe shelf, a garage shoe shelf. I feel like that is a Dr. Seussism that I should not repeat. Somebody says, we keep cars in the garage and shoes in the closet. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Somebody, what else? We keep cars in the garage. Okay. I have three pair that sit in my office. Interesting. Let's see. Somebody says, everyday shoes are in the hallway by the front door or in the shoe stand chest, flip-flops on the front porch. Oh, outside. Take them if you like. All other shoes are in the bedroom closet. So variously distributed around the home for when you might need them, like a gun. You know, you never know when you might need a gun if you're in.
So the reasoning, okay.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm going to go with you on this one.
Somebody breaks into your home and you've only got a gun in the bedroom way over there, you know. It's good to have one next to the knives and forks, right? I'm kidding. I don't have a gun in the silverware drawer. But you'd be impressed if I did, wouldn't you?
I would think that you need counseling.
Meg already does.
And wonder why.
I'm very quiet on this topic.
Have you
not
seen any of the John Wick movies? I mean, you need guns in various places.
Right.
You know, got to be prepared. Let's see. I have a cat who steals shoes and hides them. Oh, so it's an Easter egg hunt in reverse.
Right.
Let's see. Somebody says, I have a pair for work, which I wear most of the time. I have a pair that I seldom wear that are casual. The pair of water shoes that I use for around the house. And I have a pair that I wear when somebody dies, which is the formal. My shoes are near my bed. That's where I get dressed. Oh, really? Interesting. See, we don't wear shoes in the house, so the shoes don't get put on in the bedroom.
I keep slippers by the bed.
Do you?
At night. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then when I get up in the morning, I slip my feet into the slippers.
See, that's a whole other conversation we've had. This, you know, barefoot, sock, mm-hmm. shoe, what you wear inside the house. Maybe we'll come back to that a different day. So the consensus is, hey, do whatever you want. It's fine. 551 News Radio. Just don't do it John's way, because obviously, I mean, you know. 437-1620.
Stop it.
If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has got you covered. And one of the things about them, and I'm trying to give you this seriously, is you tend to think about a place like a car dealership as a place that you're an adversary against them. Like they're on the other side and they're trying to take advantage of you, get you to spend too much, get you a bad car, whatever. It's very common to think that way. But think of them as an ally, not an adversary. Think of them as a consultant. As a car buying guidance, you can ask them what they think. I mean, you can obviously go buy whatever you want to buy, but when you go to Frontier, say, you know, here's what I've been thinking about. What do you think? What's reselling well? What's holding its value? What features do people like or dislike? You know, I used to think Toyotas were great. Are they still? I used to think Fords were great. Are they still? Has anything changed? What do you recommend? I mean, they've driven dozens, hundreds, thousands of cars. They may have input for you to help you buy a better car. That's all I'm saying. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Jamie Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Boo! Boo! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo!
More!
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 All right, so I got to do a fun thing over the weekend. I got invited to play softball at the Wahoos for an exhibition game between celebrities, which I was on that team, I guess, you know, low bar, and
no comment.
And military on the other hand, and it was kind of fun. I actually got introduced over the PA.
Woohoo!
That was me woohooing. I was so excited to get my name announced, and then, you know, to get to play. And so here's what I did not get told. Michelle Salzman recruited me for this, and I love Michelle. Michelle said, "Want to come play softball?" I'm like, "Sure, what is it?" She's like, "Celebrities versus military." I'm like, "Ah, cool, it'll be fun." You're going to play? All right, cool, it's a co-ed game. I've played co-ed softball, you know, I've played church league, and in church league co-ed softball, 20 years ago, I was okay. I mean, I was good. I played shortstop, okay? I wouldn't play in a competitive league. I wouldn't play in a competitive co-ed league, whatever. But the league I was in was good. This is pro softball. These people have bats named after them. They're getting asked for... They have groupies. They have social media. These guys are all a foot taller than I am. They're all faster than I am. They are hitting balls out of the park in batting practice at a baseball stadium. And I'm like... Oh, crap. What have I gotten myself into here? I just don't want to embarrass myself. More on that in a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So.
Yeah. Let's hear the so part.
So I get a chance to go out in the field in the second or third inning. I forget when. Adron Chambers, who's a, you know, Cardinal World Series ring holder from Pensacola, he was in right field, and I got told to go out and spell him. Very first pitch.
Oh, there's a shot to right field. We just put Andrew McCabe out there, and he makes the catch.
Good for you.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't believe it. I had to go ask someone to make sure that wasn't just made
20,
up.
25 mile an hour wind adventure. It was like I ran forward, I ran back, I ran left, I ran right. I must have looked like the most incompetent fielder in the world. And so they were excited because they couldn't believe it.
I actually caught it.
That's
awesome.
And I couldn't believe it either. Look what I found in my glove. So then I come in and they're like, "You got a bat. You got the hot hands. You got a bat." Oh, terrible. I was out. Got up to bat again. Terrible. I was out. And I can actually bat okay. I just couldn't swing it very well. But third time up, the game was tied. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. The game's about to end. I was scared because don't put me in to screw things up. So, you know, but I'm a joiner. I'm willing to play. So they actually intentionally walked the guy in front of me to get to me. Oh, yeah, they did.
That made you feel good.
No, smart move. But
right.
Go ahead. See what happens. You know? mess around and find out. So,
Austin's, I guess you call that a pitch out? Weak sauce, Austin Jessup.
Yes, weak sauce, Ron, man. That's exactly right. You tell him. So, we got a man on first and second and one out.
Let's see what happens here. Andrew gets a hit.
Wow.
Cash gets a big hit.
Just a little line drive, no big deal. So bases are loaded, one out, and we're tied. So all we need to do is score that runner from third. So what happens?
Bases are loaded, bottom of the eighth. Andrew McCabe, huge catch in the outfield. Huge hit in the bottom of the eighth, bases loaded.
I love the commentary.
Looks like the veterans are trying to bring their offense in or their defense in.
Pop to right.
That one just a little bit. Well, is that going to score him? Is that going to score him?
Go back and tag up just in case.
Okay, well, now we got a pickle.
Uh-oh.
Andrew McCabe didn't realize.
I did realize.
There we go. We ended up scoring the run. Okay, I'm not sure what just happened.
But they were calling me out for not tagging up. Went to watch the video. Did tag up. What happened is the guys at second and third bluffed to go home. I didn't realize they were bluffing, so I was just running. It gets to second base, and there's two of us there. But the throw and in the confusion, the guy from third scored before they could double me off. We win!
Hey.
Enough confusion to win the game! So I did not get MVP, but I think I deserve MEP. Most entertaining player.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, I was so completely out of my skill depth in this game. They were great.
Dependable.